Yada Dishmai. Let us stop. Please, sit down, make the comment. We spoke yesterday about the Chiddush Gadol of the Sefer Tzemach Tzedek, which I liked. I'm not everyone she liked it, but I liked it. About the dinim of Hefsek Tara and the separation of Hefsek Tara from the other tzaddikas of the Shiva Nikim. Today we're going to be continuing with some of these disciples. So first of all, I mentioned already earlier the question whether, according to the Rambam, the Klal, a Zava requires a Hefsek Tara. That was the whole part of the Chiddush of the Tzemach Tzedek against the Mashah, the Mishnah only tells you that neither requires Shiva Nekim, that requires Hefsek Tara. But a Zava, maybe not. Maybe the Shiva Nekim can substitute for the Hefsek Tara. But sure enough, the Achronim talk about it in the Rambam, the Daki Shiva talks about it, the Lechem Basila talks about it, both quoted in the Sefer Mafteach on the Rambam. And the truth really is that the Pashim Shah in the Rambam is that a Zava does not require a Hefsek Tara, so believe it or not. The Rambam's Lashon is as follows. Perek Vav, Ilchas Yisuri Biya, Halacha Chafalav and Chav Beis. Listen carefully to every word.
Okay.
Pegvav halacha chafalav and chav beis. Zava shabat gatzav v'rishin b'mei asfira matzah Torah. Lobot gad yom shvi matzah Torah ze b'cheskes Tara. Shai? Day 1 and 7. No mention of Hefsek Tara. Chein im bot gav yom rishin u'b'yom ha-shmini b'cheskes Tara. Okay? 1 and 8. A lot of things you hear from this Rambam. Pashup shan, the Rambam is, you need 8. We had discussed yesterday, rishin ha-fri shen shvi. 8 is just gratuitous. That's what most poskim say. He says, no. He sounds like he really requires 8. Now, listen to this one. Our Gemara. Batka biyom shlishi lezivasa u'matza shepasak adam v'lo batka biyom rishni ne asfira u'vishvi batka matza tar harezu b'cheskas tara v'adin lezav. The only time Rabbi mentions Hefsek Tara is in a case in which he did not do b'dik and yom rishni. The Pashup Shad and Rabbah, Pashup Shad, either or. Either you do Hefsek Tara, or you do B'dikas Yom Rishon. I repeat again. If you do Hefsek Tara, you don't need Yom Rishon. Shvi is enough. If you do Rishon and Shvi, you don't need Hefsek Tara. That's almost inescapable in the Rambam. How can you avoid this? What remains somewhat problematic, according to the Rambam, is what would be the din if you did a Hefsek Tara and you only checked on the Shmini? That's our whole discussion, the Feres the Moshe. Rav Moshe says, why not? That 8 be 7 and all that stuff. Rav Moshe doesn't say that. He says, you did have Sektara and you checked on the 7th day, it's okay, the same as a Zav. So if you just had Rav over here and nothing else, you might get to an impression, if you have a Vedika of Hef Sektara and day 8, it would be no good. However, in Hilchos B'chusrei Kapora, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Rav talks about Zav, and here, remember, he references Zav in Hilchos Yisurabiya. Tell us, look what I said by Zav, it's the same thing. So if you look at Hilchos V'chutzri Kapara, Per Gimel, Lach Gimel, listen carefully. Zav Shabodak Yom Rishin V'Matzah Torah, V'lo Bodak Kol Shiva, V'yom HaShvi Bodak V'Matzah Torah, Arayit V'Cheskes Tahara. Afilu Bodak V'yom HaTuma Atzma V'Matzah Torah, we call Hefsek Tahara. U'Posak Azov, V'lo Bodak L'mocha V'tchila Tzimei HaSvira. So is Hefsek Tahara, and no Yivdikas Yom Rishin. Ubodak, every word. Vishvi o Vishmini, Umatzator, Hare Debuchadnezzar's Tar. It works. Hefsek Tara and Shmini alone works. So the cast the Lech Mishnah, the cast the Mishnah, that can't be. How is that possible? It's against what he wrote in Duchas Yisurabiya, because there he wrote that Hefsek Tara and Shvi were. Here he says Shvi or Shmini. So what's going on? Well, the Rama means Shmini if you did Rishon. Ah. the Peladik and Dochak in the case of Mishnah. The Lech of Mishnah says, listen, look at that. It's a Gemara. I don't go against the Mefurash of Gemara, any Rishon or Shvi, you have neither. If that's the Tar and Shmini. So it can't be, you have to be Dochak. That means, Shmini means, if you did on Yom Rishon. It's an amazing thing. Dochak, which both of these Gedolim are willing to endure because of their kashas from the Gemara, the Ramadan, the Sisarabia. The Pasha Pshad is, the Rambam what he said, said what he meant. He holds that it's good no matter what. It's good no matter what. That's the Pasha Pshad in the Rambam. Who said so? Two. That's what we say in the Hamafteah. Chidushi Agrama Levi, the Rabbi Shalavashim is exactly the same thing that works, and for the reason we gave, that this 8th be the 7th, and what's the difference when you count? That's what Rabbi Shalavashim says. Go to Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, who says it also works. I don't know if he gives the Rabbi Shalavashim's Knech. It works. That's all finished. It works. It's inescapable that she does a Rambam. So what does he say over here? Shvi. Yeah, Shvi. Shmini would also work. Lav Dafka Shvi. He's giving the Chiddush Din. You don't need a Bdikas Yom Rishon. That's all. Shmini would also work. That's the Pashup Shat that she does a Rambam. But the more amazing Chiddush is that Zava doesn't need to have Siktara. One in seven is enough. I guess, we don't pass like this Rambam, but since the Shashita exists, Tzirufei Shitas, a person blue to have Sektara, this question of Sektara, and you want to count Shiva Dikim without it, so you have a Rambam too. It's time for other people on your side. Yes?
Zav
has no barrel. This is not Massachusetts. So, yeah.
And then it could be that when the Rambam says money is okay, because if the only issue is, let's say, Kesma Tara, and not maybe we suffer a lot.
I don't think so, but the Rambam makes Beferish a reference in Ilchus Rabia to Batu Azav. He says Beferish, the same thing as Batu Azav. He said it, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Again, I'm only telling you, every Rav, so you're going to be Rabbanim, not just husbands. Every Rav has to know what's in his arsenal. You have to know what's in his arsenal. You don't use every weapon, Rabbi Yosef. But it's important that the Rabbanim should know what's out there. Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, I'm not passing this Rambam, I'm saying Shul Rambam holds this way, because they deny it, but some deny it. But I'm just going to push it out the way I'm reading the Rambam. Yes? Good. Okay, so this is for today. Oh. Then I answered the Marcheshes yesterday. The Marcheshes says what Rav Moshe said, it's true. That's what the Rav Feivel call was not happy with this, but what can I say? He quotes it.
Can we say the Rambam should also?
Maybe. I don't see why that should be Hotel. Maybe.
The Rambam holds that zebras can then go into nidus. So you can come from a zebra without
I hear what you're saying. Maybe. He quotes the Sefer Shem Aryeh, and that's what the Bari HaShulchan quoted the Chumra. There's no way to dispense with the regular Bedikas. Right? That Lashon comes from the Shem Aryeh that the Bari HaShulchan said. What do you say? Since she finds down, how can we say make a coolish you shouldn't check so much? Ad Rabbah, Tetameh v'Tetameh. Well, Rabbi Cohen added, what the Bedikas are only meant for those who are 100% sure. That part is not in the Shem Aryeh, but this part is. Says the Marchesh, I don't know what he's talking about. Avad, if you find it's no good. We're talking about the case, Nasa Takona, Ve'etzo Genes, Shlo Tivdok by Yom Shabbat Tayyam, the Yom Rishon Shvi. And Ken Afim Tira, Kol Shlo Tagash Harayna, but Tumayla, but the Raisa, Yom Shabbat Shlo Tira Klal, Kevin Shirok Alava, and Shlo Kam Yom Torim, Meche Tesi Nachmar Lesha Tivdok, Kevin Shlo Shabbalo Bedika, Kol Shlo Tagash Tori. So although there is a, he agrees with the Takana Lechatchila to do a Bedika each and every day of the seven clean days, that is Maskma too. But Bishas Atzchak, we'll do without it. So what Rav Moshe said, and Rav Cheshire said before him, incidentally, there's something incredible in the next paragraph in Rav Cheshire. I found this by accident. The next paragraph claims that although we pass it against the Chavos Das and against the Sidrei Tara about the Bedika B'li Hargosha in Shiva Nekiyim, he's talking about an amazing Chumrah. On day one, you have to be Mach. You have to have both the Hefsek Tara and the Bedika Yom Rishon clean to establish this Nistam Ayom. I don't think we pass this either, but I'm just saying that I discovered that bad news. Agav, I found, discovered the good news that he holds like Rav Moshe in the previous practice. Again, the world is very end of Lamed Hay here in Sivkotin. Tess. is the machash. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Fine. So this is the discussion. To round it out, there are a number of other amazing shitas, you know, which are back to Rishonim. To Rishonim. In the Sefer HaEshkol, which we already made reference to yesterday, he quotes the following shita. If a woman did not do bedikah from day 1 till day 7, she can still do bedikas from 8 to 14, that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, right? But you know what? She has to check each and every day. Normally, 1 and 7, 1 and 7 is enough. Here, if it's 8 to 14, she must check every single day. Why? 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 So the Tzemach Tzedek is bothered by this. Why should it be? You know, he makes a practical book suggestion. You know, so many days have passed since the original period that we have to worry about the next period coming. Since we're close to the next period, we require that she checks every single day. No, you're being so balabatish according to the Shitas ha Tzemach Tzedek. What if a woman sees Rabbi Osai? She sees 12 days straight. She sees 12 days in a row, it's been known to happen. She stays 12 days straight. Now she doesn't have Siktar on day 12. And she wants to do Bedikas from day 13 to 19. According to the Mahalach of the Tzemach Tzedek, she has to do Bedikas every single day. Because it's done. Right, you're running into the possibility of the next period already. It's too close for comfort. That would emerge from the Tzemach Tzedek announcement. I don't believe it's true, frankly. In any event, Sefer Eshkol rejects the Shita very forcefully. He can't believe it. He can't believe it's true. Because he understands that the Chesaron, if you don't do the Bedik until day 8, as we read through it this lesson yesterday, because the first day is Lo Sefarosim, Lo Chashvin, and Klal, Yimei Sfiras Nekiim, Vator Amar, Lo Sefarosim, Shivas Yamin. If that's the Chesaron, then quote, Lo Shamanu, Shat Torah, Tzivsa, Shatis Protecha, Achav Sektara. Why not? So what's the problem? It's no problem. So this is something which is actually quoted in the Bari HaShulchan a little bit. This chumra of the Eshkol quotes from the Tash Beit, and we don't accept the halacha. Just give you an idea how these things are somewhat fluid in terms of how we pass at these shams. Now I want to tell you my chiddush, which I wasn't able to get to yesterday. I mentioned that the Beis Yosef says, quoted from the Sefer HaOgur, that a different gears in our Tosis. This is turn to the Tosis for a minute, if you don't mind. Turn to the Tosis for a minute. We have Zion on the base. Is there a base Joseph in the room? Oh, I'm sorry to keep bothering. On Zion and Bez, our Gerson Tosis is very clear and it makes a lot of sense. But Tosis says, Mikan Masha, next to the last one. Isha Shasafa Shivinakim, Bakta Yom Rishon of Yom Shvi, Matsa Tahora, Chashav Sphir, Rakshabad Gata, Yom Shapaskavo, La'erev of Sika Batara. You have Satara? 1 and 7. Fine. Bedavka Yom Zion, Ava Yom Ches, Lo. Those words, lo moel, are very hard to understand. Lo moel, utzricha livda b'chol yom. Oops, what does it mean lo moel? Chatchila lo moel is not a contradiction in terms. You know what I'm saying, Rabbi Osai? What do you mean chatchila lo moel? Those almost contradictory terms. How do you explain it, Rabbi Osai? I don't have a pshat. Look at the achronim. How do they say pshat? I'm not sure what the words mean. Chatchila, it's no good. How bad is it to skip these 7 days? How bad is it really? So I was very angry yesterday when I heard this. I mentioned some Rabbanim say, don't just skip them routinely every single time. But that was really bad. I mentioned the Sidrei Tara suggested that the Dindar Raisa, Mamesh, the Dindar Raisa to check every 1 to 7 days of the Dindar Raisa just on whip, even if it's only a Lechatchil. When I'm about the Lechatchil of the Raisa, just for no reason. I always wanted to read you that expression, but I didn't read it inside yesterday in the Sidrei Tara. This is a very very briefly. I'll give you the exact expression. Gamesh and Safi, Kalish and Mabu, this is in, for those of this, it's the next, it's the third and last paragraph in Sivkot Yudches. Kalish and Mabu, Bechal Apostle, Bechat Chila, Vina, Bedika, Bechal Yom, they should throw the Fanenu. Im Zubid Doraisahi, in La. It's in Doraisa. The Ikasha didn't came in all of the Bedeavid and Maake. Since when is it in Doraisa? It's not Maake Bedeavid. We still talk to some of us, it's not such a thing. Yeshlama Dilma Isla, the Rebbe Lezer, Shum Liman Alzeh. If you say Yeshlama, call a royal Lebila Bechule. Hey, Bila Makeris, he's basically making, you know, he expects to know shots at the fingertips. He's making reference to some of them at base. Obviously. Right? Obvious, right? Those are both. Obvious. And then he says, Mashenk and Bemaka, they wrote the Bedika. Amazing Kiddush. He sounds like a Shah that didn't arise. So, didn't arise, it's very hard to just say, not to do it. It's unimaginable. Just to say like this for no reason, the woman should just skip the days just like this. It's too hard for her. I'm not discussing a case, or a Moshe's case. We were supposed to call up the rabbi. I never it's okay. Remind myself. Okay, remind me. I want to ask him. You'll see him? Please ask him. Tell him it's Chelek Beis. Yeah, the shul has a Igus Moshe. Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Ches. Open up. I'd say this is the Rebbe. Yes, is this you? It could be another namesake. I mean, it would be the first time. But and then we can ask him some details if he wants. If he doesn't want to talk to you about it, he'll call me up. I know him for 30 years. We can discuss the details of what this. There are some personal things that he doesn't want to talk about. But I'll tell him. Listen, we have to know about it for posterity. The Ramban writes as follows: Perik Beis Alocha Gimel Hilchas Nidah Kol Shiva Siyamim Tzvicha Bedika Hamachas Bechol Yom. Vodka be your mission of a shani of a shlishi of a shulah of vodka, bodeka shas tvilos of a dial. Again, you did a second bedika shas tvilos. Again, but only if you skipped. I told you, not you did a bedika that morning. I feel the vodka of a shvi blavar is a becheskas tara, share vodka, to seek a kona lochem. See, it's a din lechatchila. The question is, what level is this din lechatchila? How important is the lechatchila? There's always a question. Is it a din daraisa, is it a din derabonan? And if it is a din derabonan, how strong is this din derabonan? You know, all the possibilities of a din daraisa, that's always a question. If it's a daraisa, obviously it's a very strong din, and no one has a right to limit it unless it's mamish, a very significant reason, a shasatchak, kidiyevedam. However, according to certain expressions that I found in the Ramban, you get an impression that maybe it's not that critical. Not that critical. I'm looking for a particular lashon, which I'm right now, it's escaping me. Hold on. See it. There's a certain lashon I saw quoted one of the Achronim, and that seems to indicate that according to the Ramban, the seven, counting every single day of the seven clean days, is a sort of a mitzvah min amufka. Not as powerful a lashon as we saw in the Sefer Tavei with the Raisa, and even on the Rabban, it's not an absolute chiyuv, not an absolute takon, but a mitzvah min amufka. I don't have the lashon in front of me at this present moment, but that may be a little bit more a limud tzchus, and those Rabbanim who are dispensing with it like this. Yeah, I'm sorry. Again, if it's a din d'oraisa, where do you find a distinction between the chatchila and the yam? I explained to you, it's a mitzvah. If you don't want to accept that, say it's not a mitzvah at all, then you're almost forced to say it's a din d'rabot. Because in the rice, you don't find the chatchila and the yam distinction. I don't know. That one could say it's the Pashup Shad Psukha was the right. The Sarfa Lo Shivas Yom? Sounds like that. Yes?
Even if we're saying
I understand that.
Even if we're talking
You are correct. Completely correct. But nonetheless, if it is the Raisa, so even though our Zavas are only Zavas by Takanas Rebbe or Chumash or Zera, still it gives it a much more serious kind of a halacha. How come I couldn't find it? How do you find it?
Search.
Yeah, Bekiyim Nifloyim. I couldn't outlook the Perek Beis, I couldn't find it. Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Beis. Oh, this is Kitzer. Alright. You're right. Can you imagine this? But the search engines. Thank you so much. I never would have found this. It's Ubedikas Yom, Vidayla Ubedikas Yom Rishon Vizayin. Ach min ha-mubchor hu, livdok v'chol yom, v'yom v'zayin yemei ha-sviru. Ach min ha-mubchor, get an impression, it's not. Mitzvah ha-mubchor is a little bit of a weaker expression than we've been indicating until now. Min ha-mubchor, it sounds like it's not as important as we had made out to be, frankly. Min ha-mubchor, what does he say over here on this fancy edition? Nothing. There's a bit of a problem over here. He says over here, "V'dala b'vdigas yom rishon yom shvi, ach manamuf kol livdok b'chol yom v'yom v'zayin yemei sviru." The kasha in Perek, he had this kasha. He does ask in Perek Beis, the Ramban paskins that rishon o shvi is good enough, right? That's he's one of the list of the gedolim we said already mentioned yesterday. The row rishonim say 1 or 7 is enough. This is beferish in Perek Beis halacha gimel, but the yom rishon. O Shani, O Shlishi, Shulo Baka, Bodekas Vishas Tvila, Savadaya. I feel the Baka Yom Shvi Bilvad. It's good enough. So, what do you tell me over here? Yom Rishon is Shvi. The answer to the Chorus is as follows. This is the answer. There are 3 stages. Bidi Evet. It's enough. Shvi Bilvad. Lichat Chila. I'm trying to make this better. Explain it to Rabban. It's enough. Bidi Yom Rishon is Shvi. Min ha-mufchor is every day. T'kush ha-chatz v'teretz v'chavet. Since the Ramban has this min ha-mufchor status, so that is the other Rishon Shvi, that's the Iker Adin. 1 and 7 is the Iker Adin. Almost like the Balamo. I don't go as far as that. Balamo is 1 and 7. He doesn't say that. He said you should have it every day. But he called it a mitzvah min ha-mufchor. So you have to point it again. You have to have these things in your back pocket. But those people who have been making for 1 and 7, chutzpah, I'm going to be making so much for women. We're not making just like this, but if you have to be making, you have to understand who you have on your team, right? Ramban, it seems to be saying that's only mitzvah minamukha, which is, I didn't notice. Who's on the parent test? I think I saw a quote in the same of Mishmeres Hatar. He's the one who says that. This you saw, according to this Ramban. So, Baruch Hashem, it's there, and I answered the other kasha too. I think it's a nice you saw. Yes, I got sidetracked. I might have to stay for all of us. What's your question?
Right.
I hold like Rav Moshe. I'm an American. Rav Moshe said, Hashem was also American, Rav Moshe said 1 and 7. Yeah. No, without Maka. Rav Moshe was making 1 and 7 without a Maka. That's the case of Shuva Chelik Beis. Want to bring it in? Let me hit it. Let's go to Beis Medrash. Give me your Odeya Chelik Beis, Nicholas Moshe. Do we have it over here? Or it is in Beis Medrash? I'll read the Lush inside. What? Have to find out for the Baldover is what it is, what he was wanting to let go of now 30 years later. But from the way I read it, nothing. The word Maka is not mentioned anywhere, and then there's no word Maka to my recollection. It's not there. She has some of it talks to get come to Hora. That's all. That's all it says. That's all it says. Okay, so the Sefer Ogur, in an accurate quote Tosis, but we don't have it in our Tosis, is as follows. Enough, you did Hefsek Tara. Then he says, and you did Yom Shvi. Alright, you have to have 1 and 7 is enough. I have a Leil Shvi lo. You should be a non sequitur. What do you mean Leil Shvi lo? What are you talking about? Who mentioned Leil Shvi? Yom Shvi, you understand? You need 1 and 7, not day 8. Where's Leil coming? Okay, let me first read this from Moshe. Then we'll see.
What's the name that?
Yordea Chelet Beis Simen Ayin Ches. Rosh Chodesh Sivan Tov Shin Chof Vav. Rabbi Zayin, this is a story of over 40 years ago. Malas Kvod Yididi Anichmo Noreinu Horav Rav Shmuel Tokei Shlipa. Huh? Yeah. 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 You know, Eitan is already. Eitan is almost 40. This is my shiur 20 years ago. So, he's probably 37. Eitan's the oldest.
Yeah.
Okay, so good. So, he's. Yeah, why not? Possible. Huh? B'dvar Ha'isha. I don't know who the Isha is. Ha'isha. Shachrei Gimel Yom Mishal Nekiyin Ki Roa Kesem Shal Dan Imu Bahagosha. Forget about it. Okay. V'yesh Lahoros L'Ishazu. This is a quotation. In Eina Rageshes El Shavotes Shama Al Begodel. So first he says, amazingly, it's even more amazing, Shetilbash Begodim Tzivonim. You would call it garments. Shuvin Akim. And if she has problems, Yesh Lahokala, Shetivdok Rabbi Yom Echa Shemes Nakim Yom Hashvi, Shesagi Zevid the Yevid. She's having problems with coming to Torah. Take an extra few days. It's a Shas Atchak. By the way, as we'll come to this in a few minutes, Rav Moshe did not invoke Shas Atchak at the Evid until he started talking about what? 1 and 7. When it came to colored garments, he didn't even invoke it. If you read the simple read of this paragraph in Ramosh, Simonai and Ches, paragraph Vim. Okay, it's right here. Those ones are going to play it.
Does that mean Ramosh is saying even Loish has a tag? You can work
out that's what we have to talk about. That's an impression, which we'll discuss in detail. Let me come back. Let me first finish the Og. We're going to forget it now. So, what's Taka Pshat over here in the Og? What's Pshat? Rabbi says, here's what I'm saying. A Chiddush. Maybe the auger holds B'dikas Laila works. It never said that you have to have that Leil Rishon to be no good. Maybe only Leil Shvi is no good. What's the difference, Rabbi? What's the difference? The answer is as follows. B'dikas Yom Shvi is the end of the Shiva Nekiyim. And the end of the Shiva Nekiyim can only be by death. That's how it ends. It has to end that way. It has to end. Otherwise you don't understand the hemshech of the Tarsus according to Gersis Ogul. What's the connection? Let's read the Lashon again in the Beis Yos. Tarsus says, you need Yom Rishon v'Yom Shvi, that you need, with a hemshech Tara. And the Vedavka v'Yom HaShvi, Avalel Shvi Lo. What are you talking? What's the connection? The answer is, you need Yom Rishon to begin the Shiva Nekiyim, and you need Yom Shvi to end the Shiva Nekiyim, and it has to end it, and it can only end it by day, because we know by night is no good. You can't go to the mikveh by night, so you can't do the bedikah by night either. That's the pshat. It's a very good pshat. What does that mean? At the according to what we saw before, the seventh day bedikah, if it's required, according to Rabbi Chanina, according to Tosafot Rashi, it's only by the Rabbanan. Right? Midrabbanan. And what do you need it for? That's how you complete the Shiva Nekiyim. So now, therefore, if she did it by day, in the theory, she can go to the mikveh. Midrabbanan, she goes to the mikveh, maybe Midrabbanan in certain Shas Atchak cases. It's a good tefillah. I want to say the following Chiddush. That if a woman did a Vedik on Yom Shvi in the morning, she has concluded her Shiva Nekiyim. It's over. Right after Nina. She can put on colored garments. Well, that's a big Shas Atchak. You will not need the same level of Shas HaTchak to tell to put on the colored garments once it hits day 7 in the morning. For many would have made nerve-wracking talk. You're going to put up the last day. You're going to right? So, for that reason, we will allow her to put on, even without such a big Shas HaTchak, to put on the colored garments on the 7th day in the morning once she did a bdika. That's what I want to suggest to Chiddush. I want to tell you, because I'm going to forget to say it later, I heard a chumrah from Rabbi David Feinstein, which I don't think the post holds from, but it's a chumrah which makes logical sense. I was reminded by saying that she's nervous on the last day. Rabbi David Shalita is reported to have said, I didn't hear from him, that we have to be more machmir on bedikas on Yom Shvi than any other day. It makes a lot of sense. I don't see it any other sefer in the world. I've heard the first. They were more machmir. We just saw it in the Rakeshes. The first 3 days, we'll get to it in the Ramah. But the last day, we should be more machmir. Why? The Rabbi said, you should tell me why. You should tell me, based on what you just said before. Come on. Huh? Not?
Seventh day,
she really isn't Zobah. She's not really a Nida. It's already day 12 since the last period. So therefore, what Rabbi said, he'll finish the sentence. The only time Rabbi said, you'll have a real Shana D'Oraisa in Shiva Nikiyim is day 7. Think about it for a minute. The typical woman, she's clean, so she'll see something on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. New, big deal. The worst we should shomer is Yom Kineged Yom. She'll go to Mikveh after the 7th day. It's finished. It's all the Rabbanan anyway. Whistle. If she sees it, she's clean as a whistle. She sees anything on day 7. That's a shalom d'oraisa. So she's going to go to mikveh that night, and shomer yom kippur can't go to mikveh d'oraisa until the next day. So it's a misa koris chalila. Woo-wah! Rav David Sura makes a lot of sense, but it's I never heard Rabbanim should go with that malach. But I'm just letting you know, I heard this recently in his name.
What?
The only when a rabbi looks at a bedika, and it's been clean, and it's clean, clean, clean. Just said this one little thing. In the back of your pocket, what do you have? The worst case is the Rabbana. Worst case, because you have she sees a spot, so it's one spot. So she's Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So she sees the third day she sees something. So you'll say it's you made a mistake. It's really awesome. So what on the level of the Raisa, what could be? So she should have gone to make with the fourth day. But she sees the seventh day. She can't go to make with the Raisa the next day. Right? She blew it. It's a shadow. Woo-hoo. That's, again, we have a lot of other things in our pockets. We spoke about Bismana today. Is the Hargosha and the Tikkun Padika quote, not Hargosha. Bismana. We have other things we have in our pocket. But Rabbi David Svar is an interesting Svar. Yes?
What kind of
Padika
do you mean?
What kind of
Padika do you
mean? Right, the Pashas, you still have to have Hargosha. Yeah, whatever. However, we define a gosha. That's why we embarrass so much the first few days. All these things come into play later on. But this, I wanted to share this story. I heard the name of Rav David. I heard it in his name. I don't know what he said. I don't know. I'm sharing it with you. Okay, Rabosai. Now, let's go back to where we were. Yeah. What happens if a woman has a maka? She's in Shiva Nikiyim. What do you do? That's a significant problem. We spoke about Maka a while ago. So normally you just avoid it, you know. You always see on one side, one of the cool, big coolest. Okay? Take a look. Those who have the different sources for it. I'll just be a katsu a little bit. Just read in the Biurim of the Bali HaShulchan, the Ramas of Yesh over here. In the Kuv Tzadivo, Siv Dalet. It's a lengthy piece, we'll just discuss some highlights. There we go. Isha Shiesh Lamakav Olsamokam. The emotes notir daftar the kotzav b'chavas das ain an interes labala elim ken yehala biyoda livdok lechol apochas pamachas bos and azayin yomim b'tim soyin doki b'dam. Sorry for nefesh tar. You have to find one clean bidik. There's just no other way out. So I would agree, but with a caveat. She could cover the makkah with gauze. I spoke about this already a while ago. And do a bidik everywhere else. Then she could be clean. It's a trick. So it's a trick. Again, there's a long discussion. I'm not going to go into all the problem. Now, Rabosei, I want to discuss with you some of the remarkable kulas that the Gedolei Apostolim have had over the years in terms of the Shiva Nikim. It's important to know what you have to rely upon in a pinch. Again, ideally, a woman should check herself every day of the Shiva Nikim, according to something even a Dinda Oraisa. If it's a Dinda Rabbana, maybe it's a Takana Gemura. You just had a Rabban. You had a Ramban, it's a Minna Mufcha, and there's a Dinda Malavos, you don't need it at all. That seems to be basically a Butler Daito, as the great Tara said. But okay. Kup Tzad Yivav Sivdala, at the side of the page. You have a Dogla Merivav. Says the Dogla Merivav as follows. The Ein Lahakel, where's the famous Ein Lahakel? The Das Asmad. What did he say? Oblon is bar aloch de revi, royal a half of the divi rabbi chanina. Shlo yeh yosem e chavish yomim, bein bedik al avdik. A new zog. The reason why it's no good if it's 1 and 8, because there are more than 5 days in one thing or another. Like, you can't go that far. The yiv kain to the dog of the revavo. A few lo bok of yom rishin and bok of yechav yom arm tzoy. The gam yom shvi, gam asmad, bode sha'olulo. Vash al kaponen, the yom shaposka betara, a tipsik batara, unbelievable. What do you say? According to the post, will say that one and eight. Excuse me. You have to have 1 and 7. Doesn't mean 1 and 7. 2 and 7 is also good. That's unbelievable. Just like this. Where do you get it from? But he says the source is he shouldn't have more than 5 days between one and another. So 2 and 7 is also good. 3 and 7 is also good. 4 and 7 is also good. Even 5 and 7 is also good. Why not 6 and 7? They aren't more than 5 days. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Then you have Sektara and 7. Any 2 days are going to be good according to this. Because what's his Kiddush? He counts the Hefsektara as a Bedika in his context. No one ever said that before. Except till the Dagal Merav. He said, Ah, Kiddush Nifla Vinora. Right, but he's putting Patrick Abi Chanina. So that's a chiddush nifla v'nor. This expression that you almost saw in Dagal Merav, I haven't seen it inside, it really comes from the Mordechai. I always like to see things yourself in the Rishon. Don't open it to the Mordechai. You'll see the same phrase of not more than 5 days intervening. You know, I like that shita, but I'm wondering, when everyone else agrees, that the Hefsek Tar can count towards that. Maybe the Hefsek Tar is zero. It's not one of these. You know, even the 7 of 10 is lumpus. The Poshim Shah, that's not really one of the days.
Why does it count one of the days?
Yeah, he's saying it's physically. You're correct, but not necessarily the case. Okay. I think it's on page Yud in the Mordechai. Am I correct? Here it is. It's right over here. The pasuk l'chumra. La'olam afilu b'diyeved. It's in fact the ninth line after the indent. With a small little reish of the bachis, it starts for year b'vdiga yosem mechamisha yomim v'vashem shaposka bo la'erev till afrisha b'tara. Now, my read is different than the Dagal Merav, right? Rabosai, he quotes over here. He left out the last phrase, right? Look at this. What does that mean? So I might want to read that, may I be too strict, that when we're saying it should be more than 5 days between Bedika and Bedika, what does it mean, Milvad Yom? What could be Milvad Yom? You should know you need to have Sektara too. Well, no. So we say it should be more than 5 days we're not taking into account when we're making this cheshbon that have the bedikas, the hefsekara. Yeah.
What do you mean between bedika and
bedika? What do you mean? One and seven, no?
Then why does it have to start with one? He never said that it has to start with one, so you should remember that 5 days is in the bigger.
No. But if the Hefsek Tara won't count.
Start with one.
Right. Maybe, yeah. It's a Kiddush. I'm not saying Khalil Dalavar is incorrect, but the truth is you don't say it's incorrect. He said it's incorrect. Don't know if that's correct. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Take a look at both sides in the Pesachim Shuvos of Cotton Vov. Take a look. I am the Dogon Nerevov. Everyone have a Pesachim Shuvos Vov? Please look inside. Because of the field of Vok of Yomishin, the Vok of Yachav Yomam, Tzong, Yom Shvi, Yom Asmak, Moshe Shalolov. Vasha Kaponet, Yom Shaposka, Vok of Kadesh, Yisim Vatar. I am the Sifra Tshuvas Noda Yehuda Tinyana Yordeh Chukavches Kodesh Sham Davka Rishin Shvi Beina. Nothing doing. He backed out, but he still has a little bit of a cool. Avo in Vatka Derech Moshel Rishin Uveshlishi Lo Mahani Ben Yecholet Lo Veshvi V'im Achakach Shuv Lo Vatka Asiri Ein Biyodel Asiri. Avo in Boka Hakat Bitshi Tovelas La'er 1, 3, and 9. Why? No. Why? The Dalyom Echad Mehoko. Hari Vedikas Gimel Vites. Nachshav Rishon Shvi. So 1, 3, 9. Forget the 1, you have 3 and 9. Vafilu Boka Bishmini. Boka Rishon Shlishi Shmini. Tovelas the Shmini La'er. Women starve for Shmini and Rishon. Avshesh ben Shmini Levishin Yosef Meheyamin Hashlishi Mitzarfam. Oh, was that Muchach? Then Lo Bokav Levishin Rachav Yechav Meheyamin Mitzarfam Meshvi Lo Mahani. The Lo Kamosha Kasa Bedol of Eruvova. He backed out. We passed like his back out. We passed like Shuvas Nada Biyuda. 1, 3, and 8 is good. Finished. So I tell the women who have these coolers, not to do only 1 and 7. I try to tell them you should do another day. For 2 reasons. Let's say a woman would be making for her. Follow Rav Moshe, Shas Tzchak, 1 and 7 is enough. Don't do only 1 and 7 for 2 reasons. One, you may forget. Forget day 7, according to the Shulchan Aruch, ain't lahakol, you have to wait a whole week. More than that, this woman has stains. Yes, stains. No, she knows herself, she has issues. Let her find a day. She'll do day 1. Good. 1 is clean. Let's say she'll find that day 3, or day 5, whatever it may be. Very quiet, it's very clean. She went to the bathroom, she checked the garments. Clean as a whistle. Let her do bedikah then. Day 4, day 5, whatever it may be. Why? What's going to happen on day 7? It's a rainy day. Day 7, things are not as clear as she like. So she's afraid she does a bedikah on day 7. What's going to happen to her? Start all over again. If she did a bedikah, let's say on day 4, she has a breathing space. Namely, she can skip 7. Then if 8 is better, she'll have 1, 4, and 8. Still bad. She'll have 1, 4, and 9. Still bad. She'll have 1, 4, and 10. In other words, it gives a breathing space. It's a strategic move, Rav Moshe. A, in case you forget. And B, in case day 7 is going to be not so clean. So I always tell the women, when things are good, mitzvah b'al yotchal tach mitzena. Do the bedikah right then and there on a completely clean day. It'll help you out later on. It'll increase your options. Strategic plan. If it's a strategic plan for the stock market, so why not have a strategic plan for a woman and Shiva Nikki? How do you get through this in the best possible manner? Yes, sir.
Aren't we concerned that like she'll see on the 4th day she doesn't mean to them?
Listen, you have to gamble. There are gambles in life. But if she thinks that nothing's happened for the last 2 days, clean as a whistle, hop around, do the bedikah now. That's what I tell people. Yeah.
We have things so far.
Of course.
Please.
Yeah. Even if you don't need some Sarah, you need Shimon Akeem for that. That's what I was at Tazria. Okay, Rabos. Once we're in the Mordechai, I want to show you over here in Simon Tov Shin Lamed Hey something interesting. Rabos, Tov Shin Lamed Hey is back to the earlier page. It's page ches. Well, goes to test also. Let's see if we can find over here. Hold on. Who can find it for me quickly? What about the first 3 days? I'm gonna find it. I think it's on page test. I think. Where the Mordechai is he quoted the snit of the first 3 days? Yeah, so where are you reading?
By the
Haggah. Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. Where the Haggah is on page Tes, halfway down the first column. He says, so Ferez Ainakim. Mistara Mishlosh Yemenikim Va'elech Haksamim Tahorim. What's that above? Haksamim Tahorim Im Yesh Lo Bama Litlos B'mako B'chaburo B'dam Tzipor Menes Oseres Avotzricha Shetela V'vadei Sheposek Dam Amokor L'kach Tzorach Shishlosh Yomim Rishon Shal Sfiras Nekim L'garme Kertzat Im Lashon Sefer Atru. Okay? To get an impression of Osai has to be completely clean. And he throws into Shia Gris. It's the next line. We'll come to that in a minute. Completely clean. So what does that mean? Completely clean. It's quoted La Halacha Rabosai in the Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Sif Yud. Kuf Tzad Yivav Sif Yud. The Mechaber says Shem in the King has to be straight, consecutive. Otherwise, if you see something, it's going to start all over again. Ramo, yesh omrim, the bishlosh yamin, rishon shimei sfira, in vatsa kesem, ein tolen osa lahokel, kumashe tolen bishak samim, bishlosh yamin, rishon tri vilios mekiyam legami, aval achakak, dinam bishak kesem, vachain noi, says the Ramo, very important, critical Ramo, take a look carefully, vidavka kesem shu yosem, ikigris v'ov, Aval pogos mikigris v'od tolo bikina afilu b'shlosh yamin rishonim. That's a very important sort of comes from the Tshuva Sadesha, and of course the question is why? What's the difference? So Pisket Tshuva Yud Gimel says atam b'zeh holo shchiach tuva v'yefshol yizoyer. So basically, Rabbi Daniel said, if Yechol Elishas Mavachim She'ein Pishpishin, V'shach Mavachim She'yesh Pishpishin, Ein Yechol Elishas V'pishpishin, it's her fault. She should have slept somewhere else. That's Shavera Vor. Then it's now be B'zman HaZeh, and this whole thing would be big Tzaris. The Pasha tried it not that way. The Pasha doesn't depend on where she happens to sleep. That's not the Pasha Pshat. The Beis Yosef left out the actual desire. Use an expression, v'yefshol lihitoyer, right? And take a look over here, and it comes to the next part of the Ramah. V'adid im yehoyah lo maka v'gufo, v'yodah shemotzia dam, tola bo afilu v'yesa v'kigris v'od, elo she'ein mekilim v'shlom sh'yom ha'rishon alinitz v'maka, she'ein yodua shemotzia dam. Or b'shar dvarim she'talin adam kesset b'gvul yatku tzad. But if you do a shemot zidam, then we are making even in that kind of a situation of the first 3 days. So the pasuk shot over there is that means he actually. What mean he actually? What do you mean actually zor? What kind of actually zor? How can you say by mak actually zor? It's impossible. Impossible. So what it means is, I believe, actually, toyer in general. If you look at the dark emotion, that's the push-up shot over here. It doesn't matter how many days have to worry about. It seems to be there for a lot of the maisa. And we pass in the dina that less than the kegris rabosai is mutal legamri. We spoke about this a long time ago. Is less than a gris tliya, or is less than a gris absolute hetter, is my name. It's mutter, period. It never goes there on it. So we assume the kula, that one never goes there on it. And therefore, bismanenu, even though there's no bed bugs, etc., etc., we're still on being makel, bismanenu, in some of your puffs, make a gris, even in the first 3 days. Take a look in the Beurim, the Ramasal Avol, says, like this, he actually is the Zarmi Dam Kinim. If we're not going to be Mekel, Otukal Ishul Itar, Avshab is my Nenu, Hakina cut less than the gris. So, we actually Zarmi Dam Kinim, the Prophet we met with Ma'at, came and Akhtina Gimim Ramishonim, Uchumim Ba'alma, and Lahosef Ola, he quotes some certain poskim. Therefore, even today, when the Okinim and Suyim, as in America, Ain Lahakha Bepokas Biki Gris, Av Begil Mayam Rishonim. A kula in the same body of children. That this kula, that this din applies, is my name less than the gris, even though these svaras that are given in the poskim would not necessarily apply. A makash you do a shemoti dam, as is implicit in the Ramah, you are told even in the first 3 days, the first 3 days, that's our psak lahalocha. That's our psak lahalocha. Fine. Now, the Bari HaShulchan over here in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Bamaka Bagufa is what he says. Maka Shabagufa came and she actually Zarshal Yipal Dama Maka Sara Bagadeh Abasadinel Lo Maka Marinan Shom Umokmina La Adina Shatolam Ksameha Bamakasa. So the Ramah says that even a Maka Shaina Motsia Dam Tolam, only once in a while, you can be Tola, because we know that this often has done. And many Akronim agree to that, across a whole slew. Crazy place in Torah Sashlam upon Amiris Kokmasad. The Yeshakalka, who's that? The Shach the Bach. The Soma Shirak Maka Motsia Dabuchol Shah Muka Shin Vachadome. Then we make him. Otherwise, Loti Tarala Balayola. Abu Maka Shaina Motsia Dabel Lefomin. Ain't a Tola in the first 3 days, because you can somehow get around it. Says the Bali Ashuk, the Dirish Mamaka Dark Olaver, Yama Muwatim, Rolahak Mekashita Zoom. But, Naina Misrapis Vimheira, Yeshlisbok Allah Mekilim Bozeh. Allah Mekilim Bozeh. So therefore, that the based on the Ramon Dark Emotion, if it's going to pass in a few days, we should be Machmir, but if not, we should be Meg. Hikad HaChumra Anora, she quotes over here in the Bali HaShulchan, Sivkotan Kuf Nun, from Rabbi Eger. So we're Megal over here. Says the Rabbi Kiv Eger, Hanimid Bekesiv Hanimtsal Begad Al Besara, Al Bebobka Ba'oso Mokam Omotzadam. Rabbi Kiv Eger says, Ahachmir, Shebegim Yom Amelu, Ein Tolam Bemaka, Afilu Yodua Shemotzi Adam. So says the Heiliger Rabbi Kiva Eger. I mean, even according to the Ramos, Mekel Kalvachom, according to the Shach, was Machmir all the time. Even in the Kesen, not only in an Eid Bedik. However, I want to add as follows, and I believe that Rabbi Forst told me this is the name of an Adam Godel. I never got to him. I have to try to get him, but the other thing will come to in a minute. That this Chorma is only a Makkah which is Lifa'amim Otsida. That the Shach didn't like the Kula in the first place. So Rabbi Kivega says that we the Ramo accepts the kula only by summit, not by Eid Bedik. But if you know for a fact that it's coming out all the time, Mukashin, then this chumah Rabbi Kivega was never said. I looked up the chumah Rabbi Kivega, I looked it up yesterday. I believe that read can fit into the chumah Rabbi Kivega. I think. I'm not sure. I looked it up right over here, Seminai and Ches. Did I leave it here or I took it and put it back? Did I put it back? That's my fault. I put it back. But if you look at the Ayin Ches, I believe that read is a possibility. Fine.
It's Mahalov.
Sorry?
That's Mahalov.
I think so. Now, take a look at Pesukei Teshuva, Sifkot Yud Beis. These things all happen in real life. Of first 3 days we're not making, we're not told. But the Chazal Shlomo says, if Nitzah Kesem al Dovah Shenem Mekabel Tumo, Aptov Gimel O Chashilo, Kevin Shem Dovah Shenem Mekabel Tumo, Lo Havim Bechlal Tzeres Ksamim. Finished. He said, Lo Talinon. He did a Tliya. It's not Mekabel Tumo, it's not Tliya. Nothing. Lo Gozer Avonon. Finished. That's all. Same thing when he calls Begat Tzavua. Finished. What's he doing with the big? What should he do with Tzavon in the first place? We already know about the Tzavon of Shas HaTzad and Sohra Rav Yishuv Shuvah. We'll come to it a little bit later even more. But that's our Pesach Lala. Fine. Whatever is Begat Tzavua, we cannot be told in the first 3 days. But it's a Logoshu, we can be made even the first 3 days. He makes reference to what he wrote in the Pesach Shuvah, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotn Chav Beis. Take a look. He refers to himself. Pesach Shuvah Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotn Chav Beis. Goes to the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Yudal. Discuss about, excuse me, Yud. Lefichach tilvash yishu b'nei tzivonim. We learned that already. So it's still be here. But b'mei livun alo, not in the 17 days, they're called white days. That's because they should be wearing white garments. V'yesh lomad agam b'gimel yom rishonim ain't tolim. Adkan. He wants to suggest even the first few days, even it wouldn't even help. You get an impression. We pass in it. It would help, but ideally she shouldn't do it. So when the Mordechai said, we just saw before, if Matzah shouldn't catch him so serious, I think he means he more than agrees, and this one is not clear. That's what I thought. But the truth is that Mordechai, that same place, tells you that a woman should wear white. That's the Pashup Shah. That's where it comes from. The idea of wearing white, this in Rishonim, the source is the Mordechai, among others. He writes over here on page Yud, giving you the how-to. What does she do? How does the woman, what does she do? How does she get out of her clean days? The very top line, we saw this yesterday. Shemusha posekas mi liros tivdok atzad la'erev tilvash kolub lovon shem tira o'ot she'en nikar b'chaluka. No white, nikim miksamen. So whoa, here's a little bit the first time he just said white. And then he says the sheets should be white or clean. So which one is it? Which one is it? So the Pashup Shah Rav Avadya writes in the Sefer that he's saying you don't need white, you don't need white sheets, you have to have clean sheets. That's interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch, the word white is not found. Take a look. Kuf Tzadi Vav, Siv Gimel. V'yom sheposekas v'liras v'vedekas atma kama tulva shkolo ka bodak lo, she'en go kesa. U'v'layla tosim tzadina ha'vedukim miksamen. Yom ha'malkaros, tis tas lit v'ashim v'nikim. There's no word, the word white is not found in the Mechab. It's not found in the Mechab. You take a look at Mosai. In the Kitzur Hilchos Nida LaHarash, that's what gives you the how-to, and of course a lot of the Mechaber, which is based on the Tur, which is based on the Rosh's Kitzur, so we're not going to find the word white there either. He tells you as follows: Rabosai, this is as follows. Tidduk Atva Yofi Yofa B'tfish. The beggar pishd on lovan. He knows the word love. It's in his vocabulary. The eight bedika should be white. Obed semer gefen or cotton. Lovan again white. Tachni seil bosa lovan chonis dog. What is that? Bedika lutei ben hashmashes, etc. etc. Fitilbash choluk habaduk she'ain bo kesem. What happened to the word lovan? He said it twice before. Lovan, lovan, no lovan over here. So there's no such din. Rabbi said there's no such din. Pashas in the rosh. The din doesn't exist. The mechaber. The din does not exist. There's simply no such din. It doesn't exist. Wait a minute. What happened to the Gemara Shabbos we learned once before? That if you'd gimel them at base, you may leave unayach. Remember that Gemara? Ton of the Belial? Right? How would she be made libunayach mal zok Rashi? Gon zavash and soferes shivin akim misha paska with tzricha lios loveshes livonim libdika shemetira betista sviros. Whoops, Rashi Hakadosh. What happened to Rashi? There's the cat. Rashi says beferish lava. So the Ramah has it right over here. Ramah says, the word Levonim is found here in the Ramah. Of based upon Rashi, you have to wear white. That's our minute to wear white. To wear white. Says Ramah further. Isha olechas v'derech ve'ein lo begodin. What, she's in a nudist colony? Ve'ein lo begodin. Ve'ein lo begodin. Tuchal lispa shivin akim rakshakolif noki yubodik midan. So what's the job with it? Ein lo begodin. Levon, either you change the text or you have to interpret it that way. But ein lo begodin. He says it's finished. She has a chaluk. What means she has no begodin? She has no begodin levonin. That's a simple pshat. I think somebody would change the gears of it. Right here, right now. Okay. No. Whatever it is, it has to be that. Ein lo begodin levonim. You take a look in the footnote of the Beis Yosef. He quotes it from the Shari Dura. Ein lo levonim. Alright. And the worker here, Ein lo nekiyim. And the Ramah says, Ein lo begodin means no new begodin. That's what it has to be. So if you take a look at the Biurim over here in the Bali HaShulchan, the Ramaskal Aval, here in Kuf Tzadivo, Siv Gimel, he writes as follows. Yesh Lachkor, V'isha She'en L'Rakolot Tzavua, Im Yechol Olispa Shivin Akim. Here what's going on? She doesn't have any white on the garments. The Shemalo and Srichu Levon and Melalachatchila. Avalo Amru Litchol Svirasa Bishavzeh. Never said she doesn't have white garments. She should postpone the Shiva to Kiev. Ah, how can that be? The Machloit is the Torah Sashlamim in the Chokmas Adam. The Chokmas Adam and Kufu Zayin Chesed. Im Ein Lo Choluk Lovon. Lo Veshas Choluk Tzavua. Veso Feres Shiva to Kiev. Where do you get it from? You got it from the Ramah, who said if you go by Derech Yomekel, all you need is to be Naki who bothered me down. So what was you gain? The Teretz is the beginning. We're talking about Lavan and the Shas Tzchak. You don't need Lavan. It's even if it's Savu, you can count Shem in the Kiyim. Torah Sachok Masad. Who argues the Torah Sashlam? Look inside Torah Sashlam. He writes as follows. Take a look. On both sides, take a look. Seems to be saying, if you have a cholok tzavua, it's ma'akev. That's a simple read of the Torah Sashlamim. That's a question. The arguing is the interpreting. What's pshat? Exactly. What's pshat? So I'll read you what it says in the Biurim. The Biurim says the Torah Sashlamim explain the kula of Ishazu. It wasn't ordered. That's okay. That's the cool over here. But if it's not white, forget about it. That's what he says. Achidish nifla v'nar. Achidish nifla. I think it goes on and on. Barichas gadol. Seems to me the more correct shot over here. The more correct shot in this whole parsha is not what's found over here. So it's a little bit different. First of all, yeah.
At the end of the discussion above, Rosh Hashanah says,
right.
So, he marries Levanim as opposed to. I mean, it seems to be that he's Mikkel on Levanim.
Oh, so let me tell you the shot that I think is the correct shot. I think it's a correct shot. I think it's the Emes. I think so. Oh. And that is as follows. We're discussing a case in which, Rabosai, you can't see. You can't see. You don't know what it's about. You don't know, you don't know. I believe it's the pshat which was found in Rabbi Force's beautiful sefer. Let me read it to you. I think he's correct. I think it's a better approach. It may be that Torah Sashlamim would accept a colored garment on which a blood stain would be noticed. He merely rejects a dark color upon which blood is not noticeable. Emes Lamita. That's the words of Torah Sashlamim. You need to be Be'inish HaKesem Nikaba. Mashengin Cholot Tzavuah. It's black. Shivin Akir. Ideally should be white. If you don't have any white, he agrees with the Ramah that you have a derech, you can wear a chmeis, a pink, a yellow, or something like that. He said, you don't, you shouldn't wear black. Because if you wear black, you can't see anything. That's Pshat. What? Page 213, footnote 57. I think it's volume 2. It's Emes Lamita. I'm quite sure this is correct. Yeah.
Rabbi Willie mentioned a few weeks ago that even during the Yom of Tahora,
correct. I want to point that out now. Even when she's Tahora, she shouldn't wear black. I agree. I quoted it earlier from Mishmeres HaTahara, Chelek Aleph, page Tzadi Gimel. No one should wear black. Because Shichas V'Shalom, this is Lashon. I'm giving you a quotation. Shemet Tira Vest of Largosha. Oh, Hagosha Koldu, Valula Lava de Mirsho. Do I understand it? Dirabona, below Hagosha. Or even Daraisa. He calls from Rebel Yashiv, so he should never wear black. So even those who sometimes wear black, like Shimon the Kim, she should certainly not wear black. That's correct. Excellent point.
For veggies, you would say black. I'm asking.
Black veggies? Do that exist? I don't think my life ever saw a black bench. You've seen it?
Navy
blue? Navy blue, you can see. You can see blue. You can see, you can tell. You can, yeah, you can still see red on it. Next, comment tomorrow with some ketchup. Put it on the put it on the chair and you'll wipe it off. You'll see it. Yeah.
Well, when it talks about Randy's life,
he's talking about, well, so Rabbi Yisai, because Vanenu, women wear tight-fitting undergarments. She's wearing a tight-fitting undergarment, Lefiani Yisdaiti, that solves all the problems. Nothing else needed besides that, because nothing gets out. So she should wear the Chatchila, a white, tight-fitting undergarment, and whatever else she wears is irrelevant. Okay, nearly. Doesn't matter what else she wears.
It's also interesting that she's getting a set of
What are you calling him, sorry?
I think that means the introduction.
What's introduction? What does it say? Let me read it. Okay, introduction to Kusari, what else did I get there? Dina Levisha Salibun Ubrikas, very good. Interesting. That's what all the way to the Lord Love and Sound is the introduction. Who wrote this introduction? Who wrote it?
Hassan and Torah, right?
Who wrote the introduction? Maran? Somebody else?
Not in the Torah.
I don't know. I was curious. Who writes the introduction?
also just the way to do it.
Yeah.
Even if like Kronos or Shlomim or whatever, if we, somebody's wearing color, like pink or yellow, we have the clues of some amount of color garments.
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically, so even if she has a big kesset on the outer, she might be
right.
Okay.
Right. So as a matter of fact, Rav Elsai, as a matter of fact, the Rav Avadi goes to Rav Akiva Eger, that a woman who was alula liros k'samim, she has a mak of some sort, l'chadchila she could wear colored garments in Shiva Nikim. In Shiva Nikim. That's all, this is a mak. It's interesting, if you look at the Bari HaShulchan, which as I said is not that many coolers. He writes as follows. Sivat Kuf Sadi Sivkot Kuf Yud Zayin. This is as follows. Yesh Mekilim Gam B'Shiva Nikiyim to wear colored garments. Im Regila Limso Ksamim Kevan She'yev Shalal Litorim Tilbosh Levonim V'kevan Shushat Zatchak Nireh She'esh Nisvach Aleim Lahokal Bazeh. Woo! Quote of Rabbi Kivager, Tinyana Simon Lamedalin. Not quite. Kivager is referring to a case of a makah. He, on top, is the quote of Masham also, was making even without a makah. Rabbi Moshe was making without a makah, and the reader of Rabbi Moshe, the way I read it, he didn't even have to say Shas HaTaka the Yemadami, because there is no takana of white. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is either the Chatzilah Doraisa, or quote almost always shown of a takana. Or at the very least, the mitzvah Abuvcha, it's found in the source of the Mishnah. The Parshat and Lashon of the Mishnah is 1 and 7 only B'diyev. But why? There's no such thing. So therefore, make it even without. There's no such takana. There's no such takana. And he must hold this way, the Bali HaShulchan. Otherwise, if there was a takana of white, I'm quoting him to himself. Until they were made a takana of white only for women who's betucha not to sin. Same what he said by 1 through 7. The fact that he made the split indicates that he holds the distinction. I find it in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe only quoted this cloud of Shatataka the Yevadami in what context? In the context of 1 and 7. When it came to the issue of Rav Osai, the issue of color, he pushed it away even more easily, more readily. Comes along the Sefer over here of Rav Forst, and he says, you know what? I still am not so keen on eliminating white. White has a source in the Rambam, a source in the Rashi. You know what I have a recommendation of? Put something in Nama Kabbal Tum. We never found anywhere Takonis Chazal she must wear begotten of Kabbal Tum. This not. See, Paskins over here that a woman who is prone to problems. This is page 214, footnote 63. I want to get my hands on.
What page?
214. Rav Y. Roth, to Becheskel Roth, author of Cheskas Tara. In a response to the author, this is a private shoe, I want to get my hands on this, advises that a woman with a standing problem should wear a colored undergarment but place white tissues inside. This complies with the requirement of donning white. But if a stain is found upon the tissues in the garment, she is tahor. One should note that a Rav's approval of wearing colored garments during the Shiva Nikim is limited to the immediate situation for a limited time only, and may not be used indefinitely. How do you spell it definitely? What's it spelled to be? I-N-D-E-F-I-N-I. It's an A. Article usually doesn't make any mistakes. We'll have to spell check. Sorry, I have to type the code by force. Stop it. This should be the biggest problem. Okay? So you hear what he's saying? Even wearing white by him is a zak. Wearing ain't a mekabel tumah. So that's why I tell women that if they have these problems, just put on a pad. Put on a pad. The pad's not mekabel tumah. We don't hold that the adhesive pad is part of the garment. Not mekabel tumah. She can wear a white garment with a pad. And hopefully, if it's just a small little bit, he'll go on the pad. You know, pads, they're different size pads. A large size pad. And look, if there's so much blood that's going through the whole pad, hey, that's already to watch out for it. Right there. It'll be who knows what that is. I mean, she wears a thick and wide pad. Put it in. Hey, you want to wear tissues? Those who want to be machmir, like Rav Eliyosha, should wear tissues. Not shouldn't wear pads. But the minhag all of the pads in this area here to the spot, the back of the road. Okay, that's what I tell people to do. But I'm wondering, Rav Osai, is this also for women who have standing problems? That's what I wanted to ask him. I didn't get a hold of him. Is this also for those who have standing problems? I get the channel from time to time. I want to always wear pads. I have no problems at all. I wear pants. I'll start getting a little kesem on these socks. Is that some kind of a? Should every single girl be taught when she gets married? Listen, in Shiva Nikiyim, make sure to wear pants. Or is that somehow, against the spirit of the law? I don't tell everyone to wear pants because I'm somehow at the beginning. It sounds to me it's a little bit, even though if it's white, there's no takoni, you must wear a kabel tuma. Seems to be a little bit. Ischak must get out of it. But I want you to tell you one thing. Some women wear pants 365 days a year. There's mucus coming out. All kinds of things come out of there. I'll tell you, it's a whole group. So they always wear it. Then I tell them, you don't have to take it off for Shiva Nikiyim. But to put it on, I wait till there's some kind of a little problem. There's a problem. I mean, that's the first line of defense, is to put on the pad. And that's more kal even than begodin tzivon. That's the impression I get. Again, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger in 57 as being Megil Stam Kacha. I don't believe that's correct. Rabbi Kiva Eger is only Megil in the case where there is a Makkah to wear colored garments. Rabbi Moshe is the one who's Megil to wear colored garments. And he didn't even use the expression, Rabbi Moshe, of Shas Tak to the Evadim when it came to color, as he did with respect to 1 and 7. It's not. One more time, that here he calls in footnote 52, when he discusses on top, a woman with a severe standing problem should consult the Rav as to whether she may skip some of the bedikas. Then he quotes Rav Moshe, and he says, called Shatzach HaKadi Evadami, quotes tension between husband and wife. He also says, Sichok Masana 1:17:12. That's my kasha from last time. That's a different case. That's Shas Igun, even without 7. It's a different bar. So the Biurim didn't like Rav Moshe. What do you mean? And I would explain, yes, they know. Shalom Hakka, the Yavadami. I think there's a lot of it, so we can be Megal in this regard. Rabbi Yisrael, before I start the Sugya Poletes, I don't know if you can speak on Scholar today, I want to make one more comment. We had a Mild Stoker yesterday, and we had the unresolved question of the Bari HaShulchan, the Biurim, if she gave up on the at the end of the day. Would that be good and over? At the beginning and she reclaimed the end. He said that's good. But he wasn't sure if she gave up at the end and she was good at the beginning. So Lania's died to give you Megal, but Tziruf, the poskim will deny the entire Miltstocker. I was looking at Achrona, look. I found one quote I want to quote you for the Mishmeres Atar. Doesn't say Beferish, but this is his Lush. It's in Sipcha Falam, that parak about the Shimon. Here, quote, the Hesach Hadash Sha'amru Dafka Kishahu Biyoser Miyom Echot. I understand it to be more than 24 hours. And therefore, I would say, the Pashtus, that as long as she didn't have a Hesach Hadash for more than 24 hours, it's okay. Which is a double Kiddush. One, that the beginning of the day is enough, not the end of the day. And two, even the beginning of the night is enough. You might have said, we mentioned yesterday, the beginning of the day, daytime out, Alos HaShachar. But since the whole month is a Chumra V'Alma, and many posts will say that the night is also good, so I would be making that kind of shadow of mine. Let's not talk about Sugya Poletes. We'll make an introduction now, and we'll finish it with dinner on Sunday. Okay. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi said. Turn to the Gemara. Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara like this. Last line. Poleta shech vazera mao shetista bezivu. Roa hoisa visal seres. Odilu no gas harsa. Velo sasra. Interesting shayla. Mar says, wait a minute. Nay, nami de sasra, kama tista. Tista shiva? Wow. Daya kibola. Rashi, zav hamona vero keri and a sosa yom echad. A mishten zavim. Well, says, you're right. Tista yom echad. Oh, what do you mean? V'yachar tita marachmona. Achar achar lekulam. Shlote tuma mafsekas beinayim. You can't just skip a day. Ul tamecha zav gufe hechi sasa le taroso. Ala maizlech lemema. Shlote tuma ziva mafsekas beinayim. Hachanami. Shlote tuma ziva mafsekas beinayim. There's nothing wrong with counting the 7 clean days in spurts. 3 days. Then a day which doesn't count as a poletness. And then 4 more days, it would be okay. So says the Gemara. So Pasha Pshad is a woman is poleta, she cannot count that day towards the Shiva Nikiyim. How do we pask it? How do we pask it? A serious question. Aloha Lemaisa. How do we pask it? So Tosva says, on that Lamagilam and Alf towards the bottom, Isha Shashim Shavaros of Miyad, Eilo Lahaskal, Lispoj Nakim, Ad Acha Yom Dalid, Divinan Vov Onos Shlemos, based on the Sugya, in Mesech the Shabbos, Pevova Mid Base. Pevova Mid Base. And we pass it, and I said on top, Roa Havya Misosra. The Tos says any woman who had beer with her husband within, she cannot begin Kanashim Nakim. So the day after the 72-hour mark, after the last passage before she started seeing that. Shine. Comes the Rosh and Simon Aleph with a whole series of chidushim. Take a look at Perek Dalet, Simon Aleph and the Rosh. We'll just do this Rosh and we'll have to stop. I believe that we'll continue on Sunday. Very important Rosh on many levels. Says the Rosh like this. Column 2. Hilka, halfway in line. Kolisha Shatricha Lizar Shal Taskal Slispash in the Kiyim Adyam Hela Shimusha. Gagon. Here's examples. Im Shimsha Bemotzi Shabbos. Eina Maskela Slispash in the Kiyim of Yom Chamishi. Klipas Shabbos Pevov Sheshon Ashlemos. And Shich Vazera Masrachas Eliakha Sheshon Ashlemos. Bring Masrachas. After that, no longer can impregnate a woman. Hilka, kishashim shabimotzi Shabbos, if tifla b'leil revi, kodem eis shibush. He was husband of midnight motzi Shabbos. So you have to count 72 hours, okay? Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Midnight, Tuesday night, she's still considered to be poletes. So therefore, you can't even count what? You can't even count Wednesday, because Tuesday night goes into Wednesday. Hilka yom chamishi, Thursday. Yeah, Yom Rishon is Tzvira, so... Okay, everyone with me? There's a little arithmetic. Everyone got me? Yeah? Good. Omna. If Tirtza lehaskel Tzvira, so miyad. Imochos, Tzvira, so no problem. Tikaneach yofa b'mocha b'beged dak v'haflit kol azera. O tirchas b'mayim chamen v'yaflitu amayim chamen kol azera. It's the Mishnah Mikvos. Isha shashim shav yonu v'letavlo, achakach kibda ha'bayas, v'ezik kibda lotavlo. O mashma. Hoim kibda habayis is obviously a figure of speech. He swept the house. Kodem tvila lo chashin and sul de pleito. And he quotes various gemaras. She kibda habayis. Quotes Shabbos Pevov. The mahani kibud lahaflit. Next page. Lahaflit hazera. Fine. He quotes the befurish din. Aroy Yomecha Tome V'Yomecha Torah Meshameshet Shmini V'Lelo Rabbalelos Tok Yudchas Yomin V'Chachosan D'Meshameshet B'Layla V'Roh L'Mocha V'Shomeres Yom Kedeket Yom Tovelos Lerem V'Torah. How can it be? It must be what? That she cleaned herself out. Don't rely upon the Gemara Memal that says that when she walked so the Zera fell out, V'yisvuchu al zeh sholech as v'shas tash v'shas t'leh l'klesh l'yiflitush. Take a walk. That's enough. Just take a walk. Just take a walk. Wow. Just take a walk. It says in the Mishnah B'kvah, she has to sweep the house. But that the other phrase, she didn't take a walk. Had she taken a walk, that also would have done the job. Nah, come on. Okay, Perusha. The Kara Dilma Bahadi the Azar Shadisi Polta. Maybe, but it's not a certainty. Ain't no Borosh and Tifla Lakoya the Hiluf. Therefore, you have to have this Kibbutz Abayis, this very intensive washing. Shulchan Aruch is going to say we're not experts in this washing process. I'm not sure what you have to be a big expert about. But Shulchan Aruch suggests we're not expert and therefore we can't rely upon it. Rabbi Natan Pirish. The Rami Bar Chama lo mi boro le ela bisha shabo le ho zav. You hear what's going on? Only zav. If a zav had lived with a woman, then pull that as the problem. Rami the Dayak Bola. Who bore lo saucer ela mishudach sibbe ziva. Unbelievable right at that. Tell the Rosh, that's ridiculous. Lo nihiro. To mikro nafkla na kamon peregyote dofen. The Rohi. Plain man, not a plain woman, not with a zav being a husband. Come on. It's against the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara is not Membez. He wrote, have you been the Achim Rachmana, the Abalai crying, Besinai. Talking only about a zav? Come on. He quotes Memal of Membez. He quotes the Rachmana of Amayim, the Tomat Arab, Abba Bechol Polet Azari. I don't talk about a zav. Come on. Later on, Membez, I feel the Rav Shimon, the Rav Adayah Kabola, El Tami Bifnim Kibachutz. I have a list of Tami Bimashu, Roa Avya, Alma Dadifa Mibol, and in Stiri. Then he rejects him in a time. Final thing, which will stop, but this is the right. Arrive at Al Kosa, Pichuva, Shlo Omru, Poletus, Shavazer, Shlo Soseres, El Taras Kulva, I have a Labailo, Aina Soseres. Ooh, quotes a Gemara by Dan Koshi. Dover agorim soser, v'shein gorim ena soser, who poletis ena gorim es tumul lebaila, and therefore ena soseres lebaila. Says the Rosh, dvarav tvuim, heich tistel lachatzoyim, she'olu lo yemei sirasa lebaila, utahoro l'shamesh, v'asur l'taras l'kodesh l'mikdash. How can that be? How is that possible? I both said we're out of time. So the Neder on Sunday, we'll see how it is possible. And that there are some parts we want to rely upon all these coolest with Tzirufim to pull this coolest. We'll discuss the Neder in more detail, specifically on the 5 days that we talk about before the 17 days can start. I hope on Sunday we'll be back. And 11:30, okay? Good time. I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming to the Shir. And what was the Negus that was on?